Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Well, Tom and I both live in very old houses with very rich histories, and if you do too, you might be interested to learn as much as you can about your home.
That's right. Finding out when your home was built, who lived within its walls, and what changes were done over the years can be a bit challenging, but it can also be fascinating. With us to talk about that is a guy who's uncovered the history of many old houses. He is the host of TV's This Old House, Kevin O'Connor. Welcome, Kevin.
Great to be here, guys.
So, Kevin, how do you get started? This is a real history project, isn't it?
It is. It can be a lot of fun, especially if you love old homes like I do. And I would say that the first step is to identify the era in which the structure was built. And you can do that with the help of architectural books. Most homeowners can figure out a core style by just examining the silhouette of the house that they live in and its layout, as well as the style of the windows and the doors and other features, all of which might be clues to tell you when your house was built.
Now, there are also records available either in your local municipality or even at your county level that can give you some clues as well.
Yeah, building permits is a great place to start. Sometime around the 1900s, we had to start pulling permits, and so that becomes a permanent record in every town. But then there are also preservation officers, town historical societies that keep catalogs of this municipal information, old maps. Sometimes local newspapers will have those. When I was doing the research on my old house, we were able to actually pull up old photographs from the Historical Society, and they were taking pictures of the street. They had a picture from 1890. The home wasn't there. They had another picture of 1894, and it was there. So we were able to narrow it down to that 4-year window.
Good point. And that's a real treat when you do have the pictures of the way the home used to look, because there's been an awful lot of changes in the last 100 years. And let's face it, nobody keeps track of that.
No one keeps track of it. And those old pictures, your house always looks so good. Whereas when you buy it, it looks so run down.
Aw. Now, Kevin, are these records fairly easy to get? Are they publicly accessible? Can you just walk in and ask, or do you need permission?
Well, it depends on where you're getting them. The county records are all public record. Anything the town holds is public record. The historical societies, you're going to have to ask for the permission, but you know, keep in mind, that's what they're there for.
Now, another clue to how old the home is to really look at what's around the home. Look at the neighborhood. There's a lot there that you can gain. In fact, I remember when you guys were doing the Brooklyn house, there was a lot of clues. You actually found parts of the house that you were doing in the project at other people's houses.
It was quite
remarkable.
They were
like sharing some of the architectural details.
Yeah, and so here's the thing, you know, it was early 1900s, late 1800s, and a lot of these old brick row houses were going up, and you wouldn't think about it because they look so old and classic, but it turned out it was just a subdivision. It was just a developer rolling up the street, you know, one block at a time, building 10 houses and moving on because they were building worker housing.
And when did development become a dirty word? You know, I mean, we see beautiful old neighborhoods and we see developments, and developments are like, oh, I don't want to live in a development. I want a beautiful old neighborhood. But they were all developments.
They were all developments.
Now, I think another great way, if you're sort of stuck with determining the age of your home, are probably in the construction details, because I imagine a lot of the way that houses were built are very significant to the time that they were actually built.
Yeah, I mean, because the way our houses are built and the materials we use, they change over time. And so they can actually be really good indicators of when the home was built. You know, for example, if you have knob and tube wiring in the house, well, that was used pretty much up until the 1920s. So that'll be a good indication. Plumbing wasn't always copper pipes. They used to make those pipes out of steel. And so those were used up until about the 1940s. But then you can look for other things like unlined chimneys. Is there any insulation in the walls? Are you using plaster and wood lath? All of those things can be really good indicators of when your home was built.
Now, what about newspapers? It's a good idea to check the history with newspapers. Clearly, there's many, many years of newspapers contained in microfilm today.
And there's probably a lot of good stories from your town locally. There may even be a story about a bigger house in a neighborhood that was built because it was a big event. And that might lead you to the date when your home was built as well.
This is a real fun detective project.
Can be.
All right. Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
My pleasure.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listings and a lot of step-by-step videos on so many projects that you can tackle, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.